My name is Gaze Nirvana Scott Cunningham. I am 10 years old. Today is November
21st, 2018.
I'm speaking with Jeffrey Darnell Cunningham, who is my grandpa. We are recording in Media, PA. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, as a child, I was very inquisitive about a lot of things. You know, played football, was in the band, choir in high school. I had a pretty good childhood.
Tell me your favorite memory about myself.
The day you were born. You know, that was the most important part because you were the first grandchild. So I think everybody was waiting for your arrival so they could spoil you.
Tell me about a teacher or another adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
Well, the first teacher was Jessie Slater. She was my guidance counselor and my godmother at Douglas Junior High School. She was the one that really got me set on the path of education and what I wanted to do in life. The other teacher was Jack Farrell. He was my carpentry teacher. He taught me vocation. He taught me how to build things. So those were the two.
What are you most grateful for?
Are you recording now? Oh, the things that I'm most grateful for is that, you know, all of my children grew up to be successful people. I have an outstanding wife and two great grandkids, so that's good.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a good person, a United States Marine.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I have no regrets in nothing that I've done so far because everything is a learning experience. Did you record that? Oh, yeah, that was one regret, leaving the Marine Corps early. That was a regret, you know. Good point, Gage.
What are your hopes and wishes for me or for my children?
Well, the wishes are that you'll be a successful, kind, and great person. You will treat others with respect. And education, we want you to strive for excellence throughout the rest of your life. And we also want you to teach your cousin Kalani everything that you've been taught.
Is there anything you want to ask me that you never asked me before?
What are your interests?
Basketball, drawing, dinosaurs, and kind of soccer. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you never told me that you want to share with me now?
No. We speak on a daily basis, so you know everything.
Can you tell me one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Learning to be a grandfather. It wasn't the most difficult. Well, I guess the most difficult part was learning to raise children because it's a partnership that you have to have between you and your wife, and you have to understand each other's feelings. That was probably one of the most difficult.
Okay. How would you like to live the rest of your life?
The way I'm living it now, peacefully.
So, this concludes the interview.